The Ministry of ICT and National Guidance has dismissed reports of a planned internet shutdown ahead of next week's general election, saying no directive has been issued. Addressing journalists at a press conference today at Uganda Media Center, the Permanent Secretary at the Ministry of ICT, Amina Zawede, said authorities have neither ordered nor announced any move to switch off internet services during the election period. Zawede, however, cautioned media houses and the public against live broadcasting or online streaming of riots, warning that such content would fuel fear and panic.
I've also seen a rise in disinformation, particularly on digital platforms. One of the most persistent claims current disability is that the government of Uganda intends to switch off the internet during elections. But let me state this clearly and without any ambiguity. The government has not announced or has not directed or implemented any decision to shut down the internet during the election period. Claims suggesting otherwise are false claims and are therefore misleading.
The Uganda Communications Commission Executive Director Nyombi Thembo said claims of an impending shutdown are false, stating that he has not received any instructions to prepare for such an action. Meanwhile, the Uganda Communications Commission UCC has dismissed various social media notices claiming that mobile money services and bank withdrawals would be restricted ahead of the January 15th general elections. The fake notice, which circulated on January 3rd, falsely carried UCC branding and warned of an impending shutdown of mobile money platforms and internet services for national security reasons. In a statement shared on its verified platforms, UCC urged the public to ignore the counterfeit message, stressing that it did not originate from the commission. The clarification comes amid heightened efforts by electoral commission and security agencies to curb election-related misinformation. Recently, the EC chairperson, Justice Mbiabakama, cautioned that the misuse of social media and artificial intelligence could threaten the credibility of the 2026 polls.